Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Company's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Company community program brought to you from the heated Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. We're coming to you live over KFIL Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Scott Dixon. Have you been stood up at the prom, feeling like the last one kissed? Well, borrow the keys to the T-Bird because it's the Over the Back Fence salute to Sweet 16. Telling tall tales tonight will be special musical guests, the Irish Minstrels, plus a preview of Commonwealth Theater's production of Little Women and Music and Laughs from the Over the Back Fence gang. All the usual suspects are here: David Hennessy, Bonnie Hulsing, Lynn Susag, Carrie Eversole, Nancy Hoosingay, and all the Over the Back Fence gang. And will you please welcome, it's my co-host with the most token, Damon Prestaman. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence gang. Executive producer, Captain Bob Petrillo.
Assistant executive producer, glamorous Glenn Jensen.
His personal assistant, marvelous Maddie Haugen.
Artistic director, Stella Burt. Internet guru, jazzy Jason Undervet.
The hardest working woman in show business when she shows up for work, Hardy Heidi Dibbing. Steph Dickens, Irene Erkenbrock, and John Hughes at the box office. I had to throw the John Hughes reference in there.
I thought that it was pretty good.
You get that.
I caught so that. Got the that. 16 Six, sweet 16 candles.
16 candles. The Breakfast Club. All
That's
those
right.
All those great.
Ferris, of course, Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Because of course my teenage years were the 80s, which was you know
was me too.
Probably yeah. One of the greatest decades to be a teenager.
Oh, without a question.
Absolutely. Fabulous.
Absolutely.
I
mean, you know.
I disagree, Scott. The 70s were the best.
The 70s were the best.
Well, no, the 60s. That's interesting that she can even remember the 70s.
There are things that you feel only really safe saying when you're sitting on the opposite right. side of the stage from each other with at least three people in between you.
Not that any of you will help me if she comes over here.
Well, heck no, because
I'm stuck
it's radio.
At the keyboard.
Yeah. I'll take over the keyboard. I'll play. And I will accompany. No, I won't. Someone needs to accompany. Will you please welcome David Moan and Sarah Hawkins, 16 going on 17.
Wait, little girl, on an empty stage for fate to turn the light on. Your life, little girl, is an empty page that men will want to write on.
To write on.
You are 16, going on 17, baby, it's time to think. Better beware, be canny and careful, baby, you're on the brink. You are 16, going on 17, fellows will fall in line. Eager young lads and roués and cads will offer you food and wine. Totally unprepared are you to face a world of men. Timid and shy and scared are you of things beyond your ken. You need someone older and wiser telling you what to do. I am 17 going on 18. I'll take care of you.
I am 16 going on 17. I know that I'm naive. tell me I'm sweet, and willingly I'll believe. I am 16, going on 17, innocent as a rose. Bachelor dandies, drinkers of brandies, what do I know of those? Totally unprepared am I to face a world of men. Timid and shy and scared am I of things beyond my ken. I need someone older and wiser telling me what to do.
I am 17, going on 18. I'll depend on you.
Sarah Hawkins and David Moon. They make beautiful music together. And just before we move on, in terms of talking about celebrations and the wonderful chemistry that the two of you had together, you have a special date coming up pretty soon, don't you?
Yes.
Will you tell us what that is?
On October 2nd, just under a month from now, we're getting married.
Well, congratulations and all the best.
Thanks, guys.
All the best wishes to you. Well, now we come to one of our favorite moments on the radio show, an opportunity to say thanks and to chat with one of the wonderful sponsors who has helped to make this program possible, not only week after week this summer, but for many summers now. Mike from Riverside on the Route. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I even made it on time this year.
This time?
I didn't find out until I got back last year how entertaining my interview was.
Maybe
I shouldn't have come.
For those of you who remember or may have been here, there was a little bit of tap dancing going on while we're like, where's Mike? Is he coming? It's his segment. So hopefully we didn't drive away too many of your customers by our little impersonation on the air.
Oh no, we're pretty busy.
Okay.
Lab came down afterwards.
Excellent, excellent. And you've been having a good day. How's this summer been?
You know what? In between thunderstorms, very good.
Yeah. The monsoon season hit earlier this summer. And
when you're in the outside dining business, rain is not good. But we're working on a project right now that's going to enclose. We're going to pick a date like October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to fully enclose the deck over the river. And we plan on being open till Christmas this year.
Wow, that's going to be very exciting. All right. And so as a lead-in for that, just to, you know, that we get this out over the air for everyone, Riverside on the Route, you're a full-service bar and restaurant?
Yes, we are. We put the Martini Lounge in last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Was our first year with liquor, and I really like liquor. It doesn't spoil. if I make a mistake, I can sell it next week. Unlike lettuce and all the other stuff.
That's true. There is sort of more of an expiration date on the other stuff. What does Riverside on the Route specialize in? If people are hungry and they want to, this is what I want. I want this thing, and so I'm going to go to the Riverside to get it.
Boy, doesn't matter. It's a big menu. We have a nice line of salads. I would probably say any of the grill specials.
I usually think of the grilled specials when I think of...
On the weekend, we always have a new fish and a new beef or pork special. And I would probably say we specialize mostly in the pork. We're very good with our pork.
And the pasta dishes that you have quite a bit on the... And the pizzas.
There's a little twist on that this year.
Oh, yeah?
You can get pizzas from 11 to 5.
Okay.
And then you can get pizzas from 9 till 11 on weekends. From 5 till 9, we don't do pizzas.
Not going to do pizzas.
Because... you can't do everything when you're a small place.
That's true. So you need to focus in on what you're doing.
Good, yeah.
So
Scotty, would you like my recommendation?
Yeah, what's your recommendation?
Black and blue salad.
The black and, you know, that's one of my favorites, too, to go and have there.
It's a very good choice.
So, yes. So as the calendar turns, we were coming through Labor Day now. What are the hours for Riverside, at least for the next couple of months here?
I'm not sure how to take that.
We're gonna get together next week and talk about it.
Okay.
With the staff, we're for sure gonna be open evenings.
Okay.
Through the end of October, all the way through the week.
Okay, so Saturday through Sunday.
When we cut out the
Sunday
lunch,
through Saturday, I suppose.
And when we cut out the lunches during the week, that's going to be determined next week.
Pull those back a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, wonderful. Well, Mike, again, thanks so much for coming on, and thanks for all the support for Over the Back Fence over the years. And and the wonderful music. Sorry, want to throw that in. You have music out on the deck. That's going to be. You've got at least two more gigs coming up out there, right?
In October.
In October.
Two are scheduled. One is October 10th, I believe. Is that the big weekend? 10-10-10 weekend.
10-10-10 weekend, yeah.
Because it's our 10th year anniversary, so we decided to go 10-10-10 because it sounded so cool.
Tens are wild, okay.
And then now tonight we got music. We're not doing music on Wednesdays anymore. Mm-hmm. And Sundays will be, if it's nice enough, we'll get somebody in to play.
Wonderful. And you've got a website, riversideontheroute.com, as well as numbers and information. You can do group reservations, do group seating and group dinners there at the at the Riverside, as well as
book your Christmas parties with us, you know.
Excellent.
Cool. 200 Santas on display. Julie's got quite a collection, so we're going to try that Christmas crowd.
All right.
We'll see how it works, and then maybe I'll close again next year in October and go hunting.
Well... You know, you just
gotta
never
try.
Know. Exactly. It's like, all right. Well, Mike, Riverside on the Roof, thank you again so much for everything. Thanks.
Thanks
everything,
a lot. We're going to miss you guys.
And now will you please welcome our special youth musical guest for this week on Over the Back Fence, Andrea Larson. Andrea, we always like to chat a little bit with our special youth musical guest. Welcome to Over the Back Fence.
Thank you for welcoming me, or having me come on this show.
Well, we're really glad to have you. That was a very lovely little piece. What was the name of that?
The French Doll.
The French Doll. Oh, yes. I can see it now as I think of the music in front of me. And Andrea, how long have you been playing the piano?
5 years.
For about 5 years? Yep. And you take lessons, yes?
From Erica Lind.
Ah, and how is that? How
good
as a teacher? She
okay. I like her,
okay. She doesn't like rap your knuckles with a ruler or anything if you get something wrong. So that's probably a good thing. And Andrea, what grade are you headed into this fall?
Sixth grade,
and this fall, this week, right? Back to school is this week.
Yep.
And where is school?
Rushford Peterson.
And Rushford Peterson. Are you excited about getting started with sixth grade?
I'm excited to see all my friends again, but not to get up early.
Yes. There's the yin with the yang there with that that kind of experience. Do you play any other instruments besides the piano?
I play percussion at school.
Oh, you do the percussion. Because as I understand it, you have to play piano if you want to play percussion, right? There's a connection there. So if you had to choose between the two, you can only do one. Which would you do?
Probably piano, because I've been taking it longer.
Okay, so
more
that
used
you.
To it.
You've got more of an investment in that one. And do you see yourself playing the piano, you know, decades into the future?
Probably not too long, but probably till the end of school, hopefully.
Okay, but would you like to do more things with music as you grow up? What would you like to do?
probably maybe join a band or play for locally or go internationally, maybe.
Oh, like internationally. There we go. Yeah. All right. Have a world tour, you know, follow like Lady Gaga around and be an opening act for her. Yeah. It's like, all right. Well, Andrea, welcome. Thank you again for coming on the show. Well, Damon, let's see if we can get the News Beacon to work for one more week here. We're coming to the end of our season, and it's been a little shaky here sometimes to week.
It appears that the Beacon really has a problem operating when I'm operating it.
It does, but let's see how things
give it
go
a try.
Here. All right, so we're ready. And now it's time for News and Gnomes. Oh, I think I strained something.
It sounds like you might have.
I think I pulled a lung. Okay.
See, I've got a note today.
Yeah, what do you have on your side of the news desk there?
Someone very important to me has a birthday today. Her name is Peyton. Her last name is similar to mine in that it's Prestman.
Yeah.
She's 9 years old today. She's listening on the radio at home because she's having a birthday party right
All
now.
All right.
For those of you that have young children, or at least 9-year-old daughters, you'll understand when I say she turned 9 today, but she's really 18.
And you think they're all listening to the radio show as a part of the birthday party
celebration.
Oh,
probably not. I did tell her that there was going to be Lady Gaga on the show tonight, so maybe it'll work. But
we'll have to find out how that goes. News and Notes, which is brought to you by the Rochester Post Bulletin, and we have one major item that we want to make sure that we get out over the air, and this is will be news to some people, not news for others. But not only is this the final show of our 16th season, we run Memorial Day through Labor Day, have been doing that for the last 16 years, but this is also the last Over the Back Fence show ever. We're signing off for good after the end of today. It's been a wonderful more than decade and a half, and I just want to take a couple of quick moments to take my turn at waxing a little philosophical on the end. So the show's been, you've been here since the beginning.
I have.
Of the show, and Heidi's been part of the show since
yes,
the beginning. I personally go back about 10 years with the show, and it's been about 5 years that I've been doing a lot of the hosting duties for the show, and it's really been a wonderful time. And this summer, as it became clear that this was going to be the last summer, you know, I started thinking about what that meant, and I had maybe a slightly different perspective on it than a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of sadness and disappointment, of course, when you see an old friend that you kind of have to let go. But I started to think about it in terms of, you know, when you're a professional actor like myself, working for the Commonweal Theater, and before I came to Commonweal, my life was in constant search for that next job, going to auditions, trying to find out what was going to be next. And every job that you get meant that there were three or four that you really wanted that you didn't get. And so your life was kind of a constant frustration and disappointment and having to let things go. And I started to find a new way. I needed a different way to look at things to be able to get through that. And it dawned on me that if there was a part that I didn't get, a show that I would not be working on, that meant that I then had that time and that energy to go and put somewhere else. So that opportunity that went by made something else possible, made another opportunity come to light. And so I kind of am thinking about bringing the show to a close and signing off tonight for the last time as I don't know what yet, but there's you know, too much talent here in this room, and too much energy and spirit for all of the wonderful volunteers and the Over the Back Fence gang and the musical guests who have come on. This is really, I mean, it's been eye-opening for me for the last 10 years that I've been a part of the show to realize how much wonderful talent of all sorts exists in this region. And so something else is going to happen. Something else is going to come along. We don't know what yet, but bringing this to a close has its sadness. We'll mourn it as we should as a friend who's gone on. But this will make something else possible. This will make something else happen. And 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we'll be able to say, this was only able to happen because Over the Back Fence had its time and then moved on. So
that's a great segue, Scott. I'm going to put a little bit in here since I was one of the founders.
Yeah.
We aren't going to die. We're going to recreate ourselves. And so next year, we will be back in the St. Main. We have no idea what night, what time, who will be there, but we will be back.
The spirit is here, yes. Well, that is the best segue and the best news for our news and notes here. So
some of us can't retire. We just can't.
No,
we
can't. Heidi, what do we have to do?
I don't know. I mean, you close the show, and here I'm moving next door.
All right. Well, moving on with our final show, will you please welcome one of our favorite musical guests to have on Over the Back Fence? It's the Irish Minstrels.
He'll find a game and he'll lay his money down. Gambling, gambling, Johnny better run. Joker's wild and the dealer's got a gun.
Oh, Johnny, sit down and make your bed. Lady Luck is smiling and they haven't caught you yet. Oh, Johnny, remember your old dad. Taught you every game he knew and every trick he had.
Gambling, gambling, Johnny's back in town. He'll find a game and he'll lay his money down. Gambling, gambling, Johnny better run. Joker's wild and the dealer's got a gun. Money down. Gambling, gambling, Johnny better run. Joker's wild and the dealer's got a gun.
Oh, Johnny, them fighting words been said. Swords are drawn in the misty dawn. Another man lay dead. Oh, Johnny, there's danger in your game. They've got a noose to fit you.
It's the Irish Minstrels on Over the Back Fence. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you,
Brenda. Will you, since you turned around first to look at me, so I'm gonna pick on you. But will you just take a moment and introduce the band to everyone?
Okay, this is my husband Matt Steer on the fiddle. And my name.
They usually don't clap for him.
No. And my name is Brenda Steer, and I'm playing the boron and the whistle. And on the mandolin is actually Matt's sister, Melissa. She was a steer, and it's Melissa Schmidt. And her husband, Larry Schmidt, is on guitar.
And I know, I mean, stretching back, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, that your appearance on Over the Back Fence, maybe back in 2001, was probably one of the first Over the Back Fence shows that I came to see. So how long have you been playing together? It's been a while.
16 years.
16 years, all right. So we've grown up together, and now you're passing, you're lapping us on the racetrack of life, I see here. So, wonderful. And some new things are happening. You've had a busy summer, I understand. Busy year going around playing different places. And to help keep track of where you are, you have a new internet presence, yes?
Yeah, we actually just got on Facebook this year. So if any of you are Facebook people, you can become a fan of ours on there. And we also have a new up-to-date website. You can go out and hear some of our music clips. You can see our jobs, where we're playing at. And contact us directly through our website if you have any kind of event that you'd like us to play at.
Wonderful. And then in terms of our studio audience wanting to take a piece of you home with them, I understand you brought some CDs mm-hmm. with you that are out in our lobby, yes?
Yeah, we actually have 6 CDs, and we'll have them out in the lobby after the show tonight.
All right. So if you're listening at home, you have just enough time to hop in your car, drive carefully, and you can make it down to pick up the CDs. And we were talking a little bit before the show. I mean, you do play obviously a lot of traditional Irish music, but tonight you're doing your own stuff. This is your own material, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are actually songs that Melissa wrote. She a lot of times will start out and say, "This is one we wrote," but there is no we in that. She
well,
gets
it is
the
a
credit.
We, though.
There's no we in Melissa.
It is we. I bring the first idea maybe to the practice table, and then everybody pounces on it, rips it all to pieces, and then we put it back together, so it's we.
Well, that's just the creative process in the nutshell, right? Isn't it? It's like you build it up, somebody else tears it down and puts it back together again, and who knows where you started with. Well, speaking of which, are we ready to hear some more of that music?
This next one that we're going to do is actually another one that she wrote, and it's a little instrumental, and it's called Flip Your Kilt. And
you got to think about that.
If you listen to little parts of it, when you hear the little sounds flip, and the flip, little flip. Higher notes, you can actually picture those kilts getting flipped up in the air.
The women really like this song.
Thank you. The Irish Minstrels on Over the Back Fence studio audience. Can we get them to do one more, do you think?
This is a song we just wrote. This is a brand new one. And it's a party song. So if anybody likes to party here, maybe you can relate to this one. You know, we call that Don't Wake Me Up Tomorrow.
And by all means, if you catch on to the chorus, join us and sing along.
Sing every song. I'm gonna dance, I'm gonna dance all night long. I'm gonna drink, I'm gonna drink till the rum is gone. So don't wake me up tomorrow. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up tomorrow. Friday afternoon at work, I think there's something wrong with the clock, but I won't be slow.
I'm gonna sing
every song. I'm gonna dance,
I'm gonna dance
all night long. I'm gonna drink,
I'm gonna drink
till the rum is gone. So don't wake me up tomorrow. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up tomorrow. In his arms, I'm gonna sing,
I'm gonna sing
every song. I'm gonna dance,
I'm gonna dance
all night long. I'm gonna drink,
I'm gonna drink
till the rum is gone. So don't wake me up tomorrow. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up tomorrow.
Sing
every song. I'm gonna dance,
I'm gonna
dance all night long. I'm gonna drink,
I'm gonna drink
till the rum is gone. So don't wake me up tomorrow. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up tomorrow.
Sing
every song. I'm gonna dance,
I'm gonna dance
all night long. I'm gonna drink,
I'm gonna drink
till the rum is gone. So don't wake me up tomorrow. Oh, don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up tomorrow. I'm gonna sing,
I'm gonna sing
every song. I'm gonna dance,
I'm gonna dance
all night long.
I'm gonna drink
till the rum is gone. So don't wake me up tomorrow.
Oh, don't wake me up,
don't wake me up, don't wake me up tomorrow.
Oh, don't wake me up,
don't wake me up, don't wake me up tomorrow.
Oh, don't
Irish Minstrels.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
You're listening to Over the Back Fence live from the Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIO Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 FM. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll feature the wit and wisdom of Lena Ann, plus the Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air brings you a preview of the upcoming production of Little Women. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro. Well, a bevy of Over the Back Fence beauties have filled the stage along with our own David Hennessy. What do they have in store for us, Heidi?
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, hugging and a kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up here and sit beside me? Here's what the seven girls said.
All together now. One, two, three. Keep your mind on the drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and hugging with Fred.
Drove through the town, drove through the country, showed them how a motor could go. I said, how do you like my triple carburetor? One of them whispered real low.
All together now. One, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Seven little girls smooching in the back seat, everyone in love with Fred. I said, you don't need me. I'll get off at my house. Here's what the seven girls said.
All together now. One, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
David Hennessy and the Over the Back Fence Girls, with special appearance from Fred.
You know, Scott. I don't. Few people know this, but actually, my real name is Fred.
Is it now, Damon?
I could have played that part pretty well.
Maybe next time we come around.
Oh, sure, yeah, next time.
But now we want to welcome to the microphone a good friend of the program. Would you please welcome Lena Ann?
Hello, my name is Lena Ann, and I'm 80 years old. My father was a farmer, and my mother was a farmer's wife, and I've been a farmer's daughter all my life. I was named after my grandma, Lena. She was very old, and she lived with us. She was my best friend. Time passes very fast when you're young. It seems like just last week I was only 8. When I was 16, I fell in love. Well, the boy I really liked a lot finally fell in love with me. It took him a long time. I had liked him a lot since I was 8 years old. I showed him how much I liked him by throwing him down on the ice at the Bass Pond skating rink and planting a kiss right on his cheek. I'm not sure he knows that happened because I think he was unconscious from hitting his head on the ice. But when he came round, there was a big wet mark on his cheek from my kiss, and that froze up from the cold. And he's had a funny red mark there from then on. His name was Eric. He was pretty quiet, and he liked homing pigeons. We used to do all kinds of stuff together growing up. I gave him all my best bug collections. We used to go out and collect hard cow pies and throw them like frisbees. We released his homing pigeons. They were big and black with white circles around their eyes and white feathers in their tails. We used to go fishing and snow sledding, and my dad would pull us on our skis behind his tractor. I always liked cleaning out his barn with him better than I like cleaning out our barn. Yeah. When I was 14, I stopped wearing my bonnet. It was blue and white. I stopped because kids like this mean girl, Elsa, would laugh at me. When I was 15, I won the state fair blue ribbon for yodeling. I was in a play. I played the evil bed and breakfast housekeeper in the school melodrama. Nightmare on Fillmore Street. I was voted the most talkative in our yearbook that year. Don't know why. And then I was elected school mascot. That meant I had to dress up as a burro for the home games. It got pretty hot in there, but I got to give out candy to everyone. That year I dyed my hair a different color. Orange. That was our school color. Then I got a tattoo in a place where my mom and dad wouldn't see it. My mom said I was pretty normal, but my dad didn't say anything. He just went like this. That's pursing his lips together. Kind of a Norwegian thing. When I turned 16, my mom gave me a gift certificate to JCPenney's instead of Fleet Farm. And I got to drive the old car. I called it the Fjord. Driving a car was different than driving a tractor. You sit lower on the ground and you go faster, but it's harder pulling cows out of the snow ditch with a car. At school, I took shop instead of home ec, and I made a really big wooden garbage container for my mom for her birthday. She ended up storing it in my bedroom, though. She said it'd get more use in there. When I was 16, Eric and I went to the old Gribbon Mill for a picnic. We went fishing and ate peanut butter and jelly bean sandwiches. Those were his favorite. Eric gave me a carving of a pigeon he'd made. The water was really cold in the creek. We went across and got water out of that spring, and then Eric fell out of the water. He was having trouble getting up again, so I just picked him up and threw him over my shoulder and carried him to the grass. He was pretty cold, so I wrapped him up in the picnic blanket, and then he kissed me right on my lips. And then he said, "Save that spot for me." So I did. After that, we cleaned out Eric's parents' barn every day that summer. It took us a long time to clean out that barn, and it got really clean. And then we took care of his homing pigeons, and we didn't talk much because we didn't have to. He'd carve me things out of wood, and I'd yodel for him. That summer, I got pretty. In fact, I was made Minnesota Dairy Princess. That mean classmate Elsa was voted Hog Princess. Ha! Ha! Eric had carved a big butter copy of my head and face for the butter carving contest, and just before the judges came in, I put my old blue and white gingham bonnet on it, and it won the blue ribbon. That was the best summer, my 16th summer. It was sweet. Maybe that's why they call it Sweet 16. few years later, Eric and I got married out at the old Gribbon Mill, and then we went skydiving. Then we went to Norway and came back and took over Mom and Dad's farm and had a good time together, but now Eric's gone. I live with my daughter and husband, her husband, and my 8-year-old granddaughter, Lena. She's my best friend. And we talk, and I wink at her when she laughs too loud. And yesterday would have been Eric and my 60th wedding anniversary. Lena and I sat together out on the front porch. It smells like autumn now. Things are changing, but not changing. Just like they always do. And as we were sitting there in the late light watching the clouds come and go, a homing pigeon flew into the tree by the porch, and it was black with white circles around its eyes and white tail feathers. It sat there for a while and then spread its wings and flew towards us and circled in and through the porch 3 times. Then it flew back to the tree and waited for a while watching us and flew away. I watched it, and I thought of Eric up in heaven, and I said, save a spot for me. And as I climbed into bed, I knocked on the wall. Another side of the wall is Lena's bed, just like I did as a little girl with my grandma, Lena, knocked back on the wall. Good night, Grandma Lena Ann, she said, and then save a spot for me. And that's all I have to say.
And now will you please welcome the Over the Back Fence gang, When You Were Sweet 16.
Love you. first I met you on the village green. Come to me, or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet. When you were sweet.
The Over the Back Fence Gang, When You Were Sweet 16. Well, this winter for the holiday show at the Commonwealth Theater, we'll be bringing to life on stage one of the most beloved books in American literature, Little Women. And we have the cast here to give you a little preview of one of the scenes. For those of you who have read the books or remember that the girls had a special Christmas tradition of preparing a Christmas play for their mother, their Marmy. And now we'll take it away.
Confound it all. The Duke's daughter. Curse of the Coventries. Hello, you. A phantom hand. A rough go in the early drafts, but you turned out all right eventually. Oh, my. The witch's curse. A gloomy wood. Enter Hugo, the villain, with a clanking sword at his side, a slouched hat, a black beard, cloak of mystery and boots. Oh, that blasted Roderigo! He has nearly succeeded in luring Zara away from me. Behold my proclamation. Zara and her true beauty will be mine forever. What ho, minion? I need thee.
How can I help you in your villainous plot? Is evil brewing in your mind?
You're not going to say it like that, are you?
Why do I have to play the witch?
Who do you want to be?
She can't be Zara.
Meg, you can't be Zara. Amy has to be Zara because I have to carry her across the stage after she faints.
I don't want to be Zara.
Meg can carry me too. Maybe she could be Hugo.
What?
Jo has to be Hugo. She's halfway to being a boy already.
I wish I were.
I don't want to be Hugo or Hagar or anybody. I'm getting too old for these dress-up follies.
You can't quit the play. You're the best actress we've got. Think of what we'd be missing without you. Your hair down over the shoulders of your best white gown, adorned with gold and jewels.
Paper, gold, and jewels.
As dazzling on you as the real thing, because you can make it seem real. I've seen you do it. Right then, let's move on to the fainting scene. Amy, you're stiff as a poker in that.
I can't help it. I never saw anyone faint, and I don't want to throw myself on the floor and make myself all black and blue.
Then what are you going to do?
If I can go down easily, I'll drop. Otherwise, I'll fall into a chair. Gracefully. I don't care if Hugo comes at me with a pistol.
Do it this way. Roderigo! Save me! Save me! Oh!
Brava!
Oh!
Just do the best you can when the time comes, and if Mother laughs herself silly, don't blame me.
Maybe you should just play all the parts.
You could do it, too. Actor, director, playwright, just like Shakespeare.
Oh, if only we had a trapdoor for Banquo's appearance, we could do Macbeth. Is this a dagger I see before me, the handle towards my hand?
No, it's Mother's toasting fork.
I think it would be fun to be able to go see a real play with other people doing all the acting.
That costs more than we have, even if we all went in on it together.
I don't think it's fair for some girls to have plenty of pretty things and other girls nothing at all.
It is so dreadful to be poor.
Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents.
We've got Father and Mother and each other.
We haven't got Father.
You know the reason Marmy proposed not having any presents this Christmas was because it is going to be a hard winter for everyone. We ought not to spend money for pleasure when our men are suffering so in the army. We can't do much, but we can make our little sacrifices. It's very hard for me, too, but we ought to do it gladly.
But only a dollar, Meg!
The army won't be much helped by our giving that.
I really need a new box of drawing pencils.
I plan to spend mine on new piano music.
I have wanted a new book for so long. Something daring and romantic to make up for all those horrible afternoons spent reading the most boring chronicles to fussy old Aunt March. Marmy wouldn't wish us to give up everything. Let's each buy what we want and have a little fun. We work so hard.
I know I do. Teaching those tiresome king children all day long when I'm longing to enjoy myself here at home.
I do think washing dishes and keeping things tidy is the worst work in the world.
My hands get so stiff and I can't practice well at all.
I don't believe any of you suffer like I do. You don't have to go to school with impertinent girls who plague you if you don't know your lessons, laugh at your dresses, insult your nose, and they label father because he isn't rich and that isn't nice.
You mean libel? Please do not talk about father as if he were a pickle jar.
I know what I mean, Joe. You needn't be so satirical about it. It's proper to use good words and improve your vocabulary.
Don't peck at each other, children. Let's be happy and stop our worries. Though we do work, we have such fun, and they are a pretty jolly set, as Joe would say.
Oh, don't whistle, Joe. It's so boyish.
That's why I do it.
I detest rude, unladylike girls.
I hate affected, niminy-piminy chits.
Birds in their little nests agree.
Really, girls, remember that you are both young ladies.
I'm not.
I hate to think I have to grow up and be Miss March, wear long gowns and look prim and proper. I am dying to go fight in the war with father like a real boy. Instead, I'm to stay at home and knit like an old pokey woman.
Poor Joe. It's too bad, but it can't be helped. You must try to be content with making your name boyish and playing brother to us girls.
As for you, Amy, you are altogether too prim and particular. Your airs are funny now, but you must be careful or you'll grow up an affected little goose. Your absurd words are as bad as Joe's slang.
If Joe is a brother and Amy is a goose, what am I, please?
You are a dear little mouse and nothing else.
Marmy's slippers are very worn. I think I'll get her a new pair for Christmas with my dollar.
No, I shall.
Oh, I'm the oldest. I'm the man of the family with father gone, and I shall provide them.
Well, let's each get her something for Christmas and not get anything for ourselves.
What a grand idea. That's so like you, Beth. What else will we get?
A nice pair of gloves.
Army shoes, best to be had.
A little bottle of cologne. It won't cost much, and so I'll have some left over to buy my pencils.
How will we give the presents to Marmy? Put them on the table and bring her in to see the bundles. It will be just like our birthdays.
Oh, I used to be so frightened when it was my turn to sit in the big chair with the crown on and see you all come marching around. I liked the presents and the kisses, but it was dreadful to have you sit looking at me when I opened the bundles.
It will be so fun to spoil Marmy so for once. Let her think we are getting things for ourselves, and then we'll surprise her.
Oh, it will be ever so splendid.
The Commonweal Radio Theater, the air, presenting a sneak preview of Little Women, coming this November to the Commonweal Theater. And now our artistic director, Stella Burt. Stella, there's a tradition on Over the Back Fence to sing a song as we sign off for yet another summer. And, of course, we're signing off our season for good. So
this song has been sung for all 16 years. Thank you.
The good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you long recall the rainbows, then you'll soon forget the rain. May the warm and tender memories be the ones that will remain. Fill your dreams with sweet tunes. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet, till we meet again.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. Thank you so much. We want to extend another special thanks to our musical guests, the Irish Minstrels. Our youth musical guest, Andrea Larson. The Commonweal Radio Theater of the Air, Steph Dickens, Irene Erkin, Brock, Jesse Sherman, Sarah Hawkins, Laura Depta. The Over the Back Fence Gang, Barb Keith, Carrie Eversole, Lynn Susag, David Moon, Bonnie Hulsing, Joel Hulsing, Nancy Husingay, Claire Kenning, Fred Green, our executive producer, Captain Bob Petrillo, his assistant, glamorous Glenn Jensen, his assistant, marvelous Maddie Haugen, internet guru, jazzy Jason Underfirth, our keyboardist, Hardy Heidi Dibbing, artistic director, Stellar Stella Burt, my co-host, Damon Prestaman,
and the host of Over the Back Fence, Scott Dixon.
To all of our friends, to all of our friends here and elsewhere listening to us, thank you again so much. This has been just one of the best experiences. Thank you all for being here for this very special night. Wherever it is that you're going for the rest of your evening, please do, I mean this tonight more than ever, go safely, go in peace, and come back and see us again sometime soon. Good night, everybody.
Let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child. That's